It's been more than a year since major internet companies were brought to a standstill by a simple but clever attack. Sites like Yahoo and Amazon.com were crippled by a flood of requests for information into what's known as a denial of service attack. Now, the perpetrator was caught. No one since has tried to mount an offensive of this magnitude, but a new study suggests that this method of causing online mayhem has become very common. It may turn out to be a permanent feature of the networked world, NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The internet is quickly attracting all the bad behaviors of any real neighborhood. There is a lot of graffiti in the form of defaced web pages, and there are lots of kids out there ringing doorbells and running away. That's essentially how a denial of service attack works, according to researcher Stefan Savage of the University of California at San Diego.
And the victim of such an attack is spending all of its time responding to the attacker's spurious request that it doesn't have time or resources to deal with legitimate users.
Savage says that ordinarily it's hard to measure just how many of these pranks are going on. You can ask a company if it's been spending a lot of time answering that doorbell, but according to analyst Elias Levy of SecurityFocus.com, that's not a very reliable method.
Many e-commerce sites and other businesses would rather not discuss when they're under attack. Some other people may not even notice they're under attack. Maybe they get under attack at night. Maybe they confuse the attack with simply with some type of other network problem, some type of network outage.
So Stefan Savage launched a new study with a different approach. He examined the electronic traces left on the network when a site is bombarded by bogus requests for information. He found that the internet is practically buzzing with this kind of activity. In less than a month, he detected 12,000 denial of service attacks. 12,000. Many were directed against big U.S. internet companies like America Online, but Stefan Savage says many were not.
There are roughly as many attacks on sites in Romania as there are on all sites against .com.
Savage also noticed that these assaults are often directed against individuals, neighbors, playing pranks on neighbors in an effort to clog up the computer of someone who's crossed you online. You can't really use this technique to steal anything. Stephen Bellevin of AT&T Labs says it's primarily a tool of revenge.
Yeah, it's the high-tech equivalent of snapping off antennas on cars or spray-painting a wall. It takes a lot of technology to build a can of spray paint and not a lot to use it in a malicious fashion.
These attacks are easy to mount and hard to stop because they go right through the front door. Sites want traffic, so they have to leave that door open. If businesses try to turn away suspicious visitors, they might annoy paying customers. But Bellevin says he and other researchers are working on ways to control the damage from denial of service assaults. One strategy relies on devices called routers. They would be trained to trace the source of the bogus requests and cut off access.
It says, okay, this site is getting too much traffic, and which links is it coming from? These routers send a message upstream to their neighboring routers saying, I'm seeing too much traffic to this particular destination. Please throttle back to the following figure.
That may be difficult to do. Attackers have gotten very deft at what's known as spoofing, at hiding the true source of the attack. So the engineers who help keep the internet running are working on a better way to label each packet of information so they'll be easier to trace. Larry Strong of the government-funded CERT Research Center is putting his faith in a new set of standards known by a name that won't come trippingly off your tongue, IPv6.
So IPv6 will essentially give some notion of caller ID and some authenticity as to where the packets originated from, which means even if an attack is perpetrated, it will be more straightforward to determine where the attack came from and therefore its path and be able to stop it sooner, much sooner than the attacks of today.
CERT's own website was the victim of a denial of service campaign this week that lasted for about 30 hours. The White House webpage was also brought down. Security professionals say that for now, computer users may just have to accept these attacks as part of the landscape. Larry Abramson, NPR News.